After watching people leap to their deaths and being told those above the fire could not be helped, Mayor Giuliani was talking to Washington when the South Tower collapsed.
I was in a building about 2.5 blocks away waiting for a call from Vice President Cheney. In fact, I was on the line with the White House secretary. And all of a sudden, the line went out. The building started to shake. My table started to shake like an earthquake.
The mayor and those around him were initially trapped, but janitors got them out through an underground passageway. And as His Honor walked uptown, the North Tower crashed to the earth behind him.
And at that point, I was sure we were going to get attacked again. I mean, I wasn't thinking this was the end of it. I was being told for weeks that we were going to get attacked again.
The mayor said every bit of intelligence was telling us that this was the beginning of a series of attacks. 10 years later, Giuliani says, I want to remind people the threat is still alive. Rich Lamb, WCBS 880 News. Mayor Giuliani says even after watching people jump from the burning towers and the mind-numbing shocks of those buildings crashing to the earth, he was sure we were going to be attacked again. The mayor said, I wasn't thinking this was the end of it.
So we were getting prepared for, you know, suicide bombings, and we had thousands of bomb scares in the next week. Every bit of intelligence was telling us that this was the beginning of a series of attacks and that we're going to be looking at several years of attacks.
Giuliani says with a decade of perspective,
we withstood the real test, which was, could they break our spirit? I believe these Islamic extremist terrorists wanted to break our spirit. They thought by attacking Washington, attacking New York, they're going to break the spirit of America. And they sure as heck didn't do that. I mean, we're stronger. New York City is stronger than we were before.
Giuliani says at times September 11th makes him very sad, but says he also feels fulfilled at the good work many did on that dark day and in the days after. Rich Lamb, WCBS 880 News.